Good morning. It's April 10th, and this is your daily brief in science. Here's everything you need to know. The scientific community mourns the loss of a giant, as Peter Higgs, the theoretical physicist who proposed the existence of the Higgs boson particle, passes away at the age of 94 after a short illness. His groundbreaking work has fundamentally altered our understanding of the universe. Peter Higgs's theory, positing the existence of a particle that gives matter its mass, was a revolutionary idea that reshaped the standard model of physics. Working from the University of Edinburgh, Higgs's contributions were not just theoretical. They paved the way for one of the most significant discoveries in the field of particle physics. The confirmation of the Higgs boson's existence by the Large Hadron Collider at CERN. In 2012 was a monumental moment in science, validating Higgs's theory decades after its proposal. This discovery was so pivotal that it earned Higgs the Nobel Prize in Physics in 2013, an accolade that he accepted with his characteristic modesty and reluctance for the spotlight. Despite his towering achievements, Higgs was known for his shyness and humility, often shunning the recognition his work received. Born in Newcastle, England, and spending much of his career at the University of Edinburgh, Higgs's emotional response to the confirmation of his theory at CERN was a testament to his deep connection to his work. His passing is a significant loss to the field of physics, leaving behind a legacy that continues to inspire and challenge scientists around the world. Higgs is survived by his two children, and his family has requested privacy during this difficult time. His work and its impact on our understanding of the universe will not be forgotten, marking him as one of the most influential physicists of our time. In the aftermath of the total solar eclipse on April 8, 2024, a wave of concern washes over the nation as millions of Americans face warnings about potential eye damage. The celestial event, while awe-inspiring, has left a trail of worry for those who may have glanced at the sun's blinding light without adequate protection. A significant uptick in Google searches for eyes hurt and why do my eyes hurt during the eclipse points to a common lapse in safety measures among viewers. This surge suggests that many individuals risked their vision by observing the solar phenomenon unprotected, exposing their eyes to the sun's harmful rays. The act of looking directly at the sun, even briefly, without the use of proper solar filters, is known to cause both instant and gradual blindness, alongside serious retinal damage. Experts in the field are emphasizing the critical importance of adhering to safety guidelines when witnessing solar events. Proper eye protection is paramount to avoid not only the severe consequences of direct sunlight exposure, but also the discomfort and headaches associated with eye strain from prolonged viewing. These symptoms are mere precursors to the more alarming signs of permanent damage. For those who may have disregarded safety advice, the symptoms to watch for include blurry vision, the emergence of a blind spot, or alterations in color perception. These indicators can manifest anywhere from 4 to 6 hours to several days following the eclipse. The urgency to consult an ophthalmologist for a thorough evaluation cannot be overstated for anyone experiencing these symptoms, as they may signify lasting eye damage. In a startling revelation, research indicates a significant rise in cancer cases among young, healthy individuals, with a 30% increase observed over the last 2 decades. This surge is most pronounced in Australia and New Zealand, which report the highest rates of early-onset cancer globally. A study conducted by Washington University in St. Louis points to a concerning trend. Individuals born after 1965 may be biologically aging faster than their chronological age suggests, potentially leading to an elevated risk of developing cancer. This phenomenon is attributed to a combination of lifestyle factors, including stress, poor mental health, obesity, sedentary habits, and unhealthy diets, all of which contribute to accelerated aging. Accelerated aging is closely linked to an increased likelihood of encountering solid tumor cancers, specifically those affecting the lungs, gastrointestinal system, and uterus. Furthermore, habits such as smoking, insufficient sleep, and maintaining an overweight or obese status further exacerbate the risk, accelerating aging and, consequently, cancer prevalence. In the United States, there has been a notable 50% rise in colon cancer cases among individuals under 50 since 1999, with projections indicating a potential doubling of colon cancer deaths by 2030. Research has also established a connection between certain gut bacteria levels and an elevated risk of colon cancer, underscoring the complex interplay between lifestyle, biological factors, and cancer risk. The personal battles of young cancer patients, including public figures like Kate Middleton, shed light on the critical urgency to delve deeper into the causes and solutions for the increasing trend of early-onset cancer. This growing body of evidence calls for a comprehensive understanding and action plan to mitigate the rising tide of cancer among the youth, emphasizing the need for lifestyle changes and further research into the biological underpinnings of accelerated aging and cancer. Einstein's groundbreaking theory of relativity predicted gravitational waves over a century ago, but it's the potential discovery of a memory effect that's captivating scientists today. This effect, a lasting change in space caused by the passage of gravitational waves, could unlock new mysteries of the universe. Albert Einstein first theorized the existence of gravitational waves in 1916, suggesting that these ripples in space-time could leave behind a permanent mark. Fast forward to recent years, and the Laser Interferometer Gravitational Wave Observatory, or LIGO, made a monumental detection: the signature vibration of two merging black holes. Yet, despite this achievement, LIGO's technology falls short of capturing the elusive memory effect. Enter the Laser Interferometer Space Antenna, or LISA. Slated for a 2035 launch, LISA is being designed with the capability to detect low-frequency gravitational waves, a necessary step to uncover the memory effect. This advancement is not just about proving a theory, it's about opening a door to potentially challenge and extend Einstein's foundational principles of general relativity. The implications of detecting the memory effect are profound. It could provide a novel method to measure the angle and distance of cosmic mergers, offering a clearer picture of the universe's history. More so, understanding this effect could revolutionize our grasp of space, gravity, and the very fabric of the cosmos, marking a significant leap forward in our quest to comprehend the universe's deepest secrets. In a revealing study published in Nature Climate Change, scientists uncover how rising global temperatures are rapidly erasing meteorites from Antarctica's icy grasp. This discovery sheds light on an unexpected casualty of climate change, highlighting the urgency of preserving our planet's natural archives. Antarctica, a frozen vault of celestial history, is losing its meteorites at an alarming rate. For each tenth of a degree Celsius increase in global air temperature, about 9,000 meteorites vanish from the ice sheet's surface. These space rocks, crucial for understanding the solar system's history and the origins of life on Earth, are in jeopardy. By 2050, we could lose up to a quarter of these meteorites, with potential losses reaching three quarters by the century's end under high warming scenarios. The meteorites, found in concentrated stranding zones, warm up in the sun, causing localized melting. This makes them nearly impossible to detect, complicating recovery efforts. To combat this loss, scientists are calling for immediate climate action to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and slow the Antarctic ice melt. They also suggest employing data-driven strategies to identify unexplored stranding zones, optimizing the chances of recovery. The study emphasizes the need for international collaboration to save these celestial treasures. The loss of Antarctic meteorites is likened to the loss of data from vanishing glaciers, underscoring the critical impact of climate change on our ability to study these space-borne time capsules. Immediate action and increased efforts to secure meteorites from the Antarctic ice are crucial for preserving this invaluable window into our cosmic past. This has been your daily brief in science. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.